Hi and welcome back. I'm Simi Lerner and this is Judaism from Within. This is an important podcast, or an important episode to be more specific. We're dealing with the work of Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. Mitzvahs, that category, not the general idea that a Jew does mitzvahs. Mitzvahs as one of the six categories Rav Hirsch sees as being an expression of a Jew's mission in this world, and how that mission is played out with obedience to the Torah. This idea plays itself out specifically here in its most sublime way. For Rav Hirsch, you have chukim, mishpotim, edos, Torahs, avoda, but mitzvahs are the sublime expression of love. That being the most, or that which is closest to our understanding of God, the God that demands righteousness and justice of us, that God is a God of love for the Jewish people, as we opened with last week. That category opens up with respect for one's parents, and the best word, I think, we could use as a description or a title is a bridge to transcendence. One's parents are to be respected, but not merely out of gratitude, that too, obviously, but also out of a recognition that they mold your character. They mold your character in a way that allows you to relate to God, but also on a very technical front, they are that bridge to the transcendence. They are that bridge towards the Almighty. They are the ones who link you in part of the chain of tradition. So not only are you being molded because your parents are a sort of metaphor for your relationship with God and the idea change or the molding of your identity in that framework is so vital in having a religious perspective in the world, but also the very ability to connect is going to be through them and their introduction to you as of the tradition. So let's play this out, but this is particularly personal to me because I also have parents, and I wanted to use this opportunity to, I suppose, make an expression of gratitude to my parents and show how in their unique way, they played in on every one of Rav Hirsch's functions of what a parent is to do to their child. And for Rav Hirsch, there are three areas. One, basic life. A parent's responsibility for a child is to provide for them. The second is to civilize them, to introduce them to society. And then finally, and most importantly, at least the crowning achievement, is for them to connect you to the tradition, to make you a Jew in this world. Not only a man, but a Jew. Not only a lady, but a Jew as well. Those are both essential. You don't get one without the other, building off the whole Torah and Derech Eretz. And before I really open up the podcast, in terms of Rav Hirsch's breakdown of this, I just want to really use this as an opportunity to thank my parents. Two people who played this role out in a sublime way. And obviously there are too many things to mention, but I thought I'd pick on one for both my father and my mother that people who are listening to this perhaps could appreciate. And I've chosen ones that fit into this framework, but also that I think were very informative in the moulding of my personality. From my mother's standpoint, she provided that unconditional, unquestioned stability to the home, both in terms of providing for us, but we always knew that she was there. We always knew without question that our mother would be there for us, both in providing physical, but also that emotional support that is so essential in the formative years of a child. That stability was one characteristic that I think my mother played itself out in a really rock-solid way that was very informative of my psyche and my approach to the world going forward. Now, from my father's standpoint, the area that I'd want to pick on is his balance between the society and the religion. What I mean by that is, for my father, there was never any question that was off the table. As a Jew in this world, you are balancing the natural world and the religious world, the world of our experience and the world of the transcendence, and that can be a difficult maze to navigate. And for a parent to be able to face their child and say, well, any question is welcome, there is no question that is off the table, allows a person to develop in the world that there isn't a contradiction between the Torah and the Derech Eretz. There isn't a contradiction, there's nothing to hide. The Torah is supposed to be approached frontally, not with shame, but with pride. And the Torah can face the challenges of the modern world. The answers may not always be simple. We didn't always have all the answers at our fingertips, but my father gave that assurance that this is a world to be engaged with. The world isn't something to hide from. Religion isn't something to be ashamed of. We can use our mind and we can approach both with confidence and pride. And I think that was so informative of both me growing up, but also me as an educator today. So, those are two areas that I'd like to thank my parents. Now, to move on. Respect. Well, what does respect mean? To respect one's parents? Well, the word is from the word kavet, which means to be heavy, but for Rav Hirsch, when the vav is added, kavoit, it has that spiritual, abstract nature. When you give someone in the language, in English, we have the same term, gravitas, that weightiness is given over, but for the word kavoit, it's the spiritual expression of that. You can have the word kavet when it comes to wealth, when it comes to something physically being healthy, but when we're looking at it on the spiritual plane, the level of abstraction, the level of the symbol, that is the word kavoit, to respect one's parents, to lend them that weight to their presence. Now, for a Jew, these three areas that I mentioned, the area of the world, the area of society, and the area of the religion, attaching you to that chain of tradition as that metaphor of the bridge between you and God being that which is at the highest point of the hierarchy, and through the engagement with your parents, you train yourself in that direction. For Rav Hirsch, it goes beyond gratitude. Gratitude would be understandable, but the Torah's demand of us isn't simply to respect. It is not to disagree with them publicly. It is not even to agree with them publicly if that would come across as disrespectful. We are supposed to be there for our parents. We are supposed to respect our parents. We are supposed to stand for our parents, not to take their place. Even if they go against the tradition, they don't do that responsible point of linking you to God, linking you to your mission. Even if they don't do that, which we learn from the connection with the word or the commandment to keep the Shabbos, that they are supposed to, and if they don't, well, you aren't supposed to listen to them. Rav Hirsch points out that in the framework of what a Jew is expected to engage with on the level of respect for his parents, he has to lean into areas he can agree with, just to show his parents that my disagreement within this area is purely because of the tradition and not because of my relationship with you. Thereby, in areas you are able to, even, as Rav Hirsch puts it, if someone has the misfortune of having parents who aren't connected to the tradition, he still must respect them in areas that is possible. So, if we just lay this out, it's a simple commandment, but it's one of those commandments that we don't think about until we're told to think about it. We don't think about it until we kind of learn about it. And that idea that Rav Hirsch plays out, the level of responsibility from the father to the child, the mother to the child, on the area of life, society, and the tradition, is their responsibility to you. And that forms you, that molds you in this world, but not only of what it means to be a Jew in this world, but molds you in terms of how to relate to God, both connecting you physically to the tradition, but also as a metaphor for how you respect something at the highest point of the hierarchy. It informs your mind, it informs your approach, it allows you to develop a certain, dare I say, obedience, dare I say, that key component that is informative of how we relate to God. Because it is true, there are areas within the Torah we understand, but there is a point that we are supposed to go beyond that. And our relationship to our parents is a metaphor for that. We engage with the Jewish tradition because of reason, but there are points and times where we don't have, to go full circle, the answers at our fingertips, but we still engage with it. The same way when we respect our parents. Yes, there's a reason. Obviously, it's based off reason. There's a certain gratitude, but you go beyond the gratitude. And that is a point of training in terms of how you approach the Almighty. So, to end off, we have bridge formation. A formation of a bridge between you and the Almighty, done by your respect and your relationship with your parents, both in the practical, they link you to the tradition, but also in terms of identity formation. You become the type of person who is molded to be able to, on the foundation of reason, transcend that reason and respect your parents beyond what is demanded of you by mere gratitude. And that is a metaphor for your relationship with the Almighty. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful week.